Up next, why chocolate may be good for your heart. It's already known that those ingredients in cocoa we call flavanols appear to have a beneficial effect on the heart. These magic molecules have been shown to relax blood vessels, make them more flexible. But now researchers from Germany, UC Davis, Harvard Med School, and the Mars Candy Bar and Chocolate Maker folks reported in a new research paper that they have identified the particular flavanol that have these benefits. And they've made a special top-secret cocoa that happens to be, well, happens to be just chock full of them. This study is funded in part by Mars. It appears in this week's issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And we're joined by one of the authors of this week's study. Harold Schmitz is the Chief Science Officer of Mars, working out of McLean, Virginia. Welcome to the program, Dr. Schmitz.
Well, thanks, Ira. I appreciate that.
Tell us what you did. If you can give us a nutshell of the study.
Sure. And what's really new and exciting with the science is that an extraordinary team of collaborators, as you mentioned, from Mars and Harvard and UC Davis in Germany, came together to discover a novel and specific hypothesis describing why certain cocoas, as well as, and I think this is where it gets extremely exciting, as well as why certain other fruits and plant foods may improve cardiovascular health when consumed on a regular basis. And obviously this is very potentially exciting because cardiovascular health is such a significant public health issue today, not only in the U.S., but around the world. And what we did that has extended the research beyond where we've even taken it during the last 5 years working on it is that in addition to showing that a specific flavanol-rich cocoa could improve important biomarkers of blood flow and cardiovascular health. We actually now have purified out one of the flavanols in that flavanol-rich cocoa and showed that it alone confers a lot of this benefit that we were seeing with the flavanol-rich cocoa. So it offers a significant clue as to why not only cocoa, but other fruits and plant foods may also confer this extraordinary public health benefit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what other fruits are we talking about here?
Well, cocoa, of course, is a fruit, and then apples would also contain some significant levels of flavanols, as well as some epicatechin. Mm-hmm. Mars, actually, when we started doing the natural products chemistry about 15, 16 years ago, we not only surveyed what was in cocoa, but we did survey what the flavanols in other plant foods. And in fact, Mars and the U.S. Department of Agriculture came together to create a database that not only shows the flavanol levels, as I mentioned, in different cocos, but also in other fruits and vegetables. And apples would be an interesting one. Nuts, such as almonds, might have high levels of these depending on how they were processed and stored and that sort of thing. But it's a fairly wide array, but not every fruit and vegetable and plant food, I would hasten to add, has this particular molecule.
So is Mars now making a special line of chocolate with this special flavanol in it?
Well, one thing I would want to emphasize, although I realize chocolate is the word that most easily rolls off the tongue in this respect. The research, and we've
cocoa
been careful to state, was done on cocoa. So I'd say that the story here is not really about chocolate, and it's actually not really about cocoa. It really is about cocoa flavanols in certain cocos. Now, keeping that in mind, I will say that Mars is now, after these some 15-plus years, this sort of research and finding is getting us excited enough to think that we may have the basis to reinvent the way that we view making cocoa-based products. So the answer to your question is yes, we absolutely are pursuing making new cocoa-based products with this special cocoa that we've been using in these clinical studies.
Talking with Harold Schmitz, Chief Science Officer of Mars Incorporated, on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. Do you have a proprietary way of making this? Is it a trade secret, or could other cocoa makers make this use this kind of flavanol?
Well, it's actually a combination Mars has developed through, and again, a rather long-term project, which is unique, I think, for the food industry at this stage anyway. But Mars is a very different sort of company in that we can make these long-term investments. But during the last 15 years, we have found the following, and that is that in order to consistently make a flavanol-rich cocoa, which is the Cocoa Pro cocoa that we used in this study and others that we've done at Harvard and these other places, one has to pay attention to where the cocoa comes from, how the cocoa is harvested, how it's handled after it's harvested, then how it's handled once it reaches our factories in terms of the heat treatment, the roasting for flavor development, how it's actually mixed in with other ingredients. And so the short answer to your question is that while it might be theoretically possible for others to make it, I think that they would need to spend about 10 or 15 years catching up with all the work that our guys have done. And we now have a combination of both patents and what we would call proprietary secrets and knowledge that do allow us to uniquely make this flavanol-rich cocoa consistently.
Now, the paper also draws from research with the Acuna Indians of Panama. How do they fit into this story?
Well, that certainly is one of the more interesting aspects of the story, to be sure. And that research, of course, was led by Professor Norman Hollenberg from Harvard Medical School. But during the early 1990s, when Mars chemists started being able to fractionate, we had isolated and identified the flavanols in cocoa, and then we started to fractionate them. And that was very important because we were, in effect, pulling apart a very complex mixture, and this allowed us to begin doing some very useful test tube studies, which gave us very specific information on which cluster, let's say, of flavanols and cocoa might have interesting health benefits. And one of the effects we saw was that in test tubes, certain of the cocoa flavanols were able to relax blood vessels via a mechanism that's mediated by a little chemical. Though little, it speaks large. It's won a Nobel Prize. The chemical is called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is at the very center of cardiovascular medicine today. And just as we were making this test tube discovery, we encountered Professor Hollenberg at Harvard, and he had recently published a paper showing that the Acuna Indians who live in Panama, some live in urban areas, have migrated there, but others remain in their home islands on the Caribbean coast. And he showed that the Acuna who lived in their home islands had a remarkable lack of age-associated hypertension, even though the levels of salt they regularly consumed in their diet was not low. In fact, it's about what we would consume. And so he asked the question, why is this? And when he started looking at what was in the Acuna environment, he found that lots and lots of cocoa and lots of essentially unprocessed cocoa. Now, this cocoa wouldn't necessarily be pleasant for you or I to consume, by the way, but they would consume it frequently. And when we showed Dr. Hollenberg our test tube data with the nitric oxide, as well as our knowledge of the natural chemistry of the flavanols in cocoa, it was a perfect match to go forward and do more research, because we do know that nitric oxide, blood vessel relaxation, all of that biochemistry is certainly part of the hypertension story.
Well, we'll have to follow this story, because we've run out of time, Dr. Schmitz. I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Harold Schmitz, Chief Science Officer of Mars, the candy maker.